With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very pleased to have joining us now, candidate for the secretary position for the PGA of America. Their election's coming up here within the next week or so. That would put him in position to ascend to becoming the president of the PGA America down the line. A former minor league umpire, started in the golf business down at Augusta Ranch Golf Club. In the late 90s, became a member of the PGA of America and helped form Augusta Ranch into the best executive golf course in Arizona, as rated by the Arizona Republic, and joins us now, Don Ray Jr. Good morning, Don. Thanks so much for hopping on with us this morning.
Jason, that was awesome. Thank you. My pleasure. I appreciate it. I'm excited. I've heard so much about the show. I'm glad to be on it.
Well, we appreciate it. And yes, I share a passion for minor league baseball. I have become the public address announcer for the Hillsboro Hops up here, the Class A affiliate for the Diamondbacks. And I'm sure I saw you doing some Portland Beaver games back in the PCL back in my youth, too. So how do you get from minor league baseball to owning, operating, and becoming a PGA facility and becoming an instructor?
I know it's crazy, right? Well, as a minor league umpire, and I did do a bunch of Tacoma Rainiers games, and I loved coming up there because you got a lot of rainouts, right? And that's always a day off for an umpire. a great job for an umpire is being a UPS driver. They always need some help during Christmas. And I delivered to a golf course and met a PGA golf professional in Jim Mooney. And I said, how do you get in the golf business? He says, you got to be a PGA member. So he gave me the number. I called the PGA. I took my clubs on the road with me that year when I was in the PCL and practiced, and took my PAT after that, passed the PAT, and then got a job at Augusta Ranch just cleaning clubs. And then, yeah, I mean, I think I've been blessed by the Lord, to be quite honest with you. I've been very lucky, and all of a sudden, boom, I get to own Augusta Ranch. So I certainly worked hard through the process, but I got to say I caught a lot of breaks and a lot of good people surrounding me.
Well, Don, good morning. This is Harold. It's been a real challenge this year for all of us in the golf business. How has Augusta Ranch weathered this storm?
You know, it was crazy. I mean, the last 3 weeks, the last 2.5 weeks of March and the first week of April, that's where we make our money. I mean, that spring training's happening. You can't get busier. You wish you could build another 9 holes. And that's when COVID hit, and that's when the migration of the snowbirds all went back, you know, to the Midwest and Canada. And so we struggled, and I was really afraid. I only had so much money in the bank to cover so many payrolls, and but yet people kept playing, and a different person came out. You know, families were coming out because all of a sudden the governor had said we were essential. And I will tell you right now, I can't believe it, but we will probably have the best year in the history of the golf course despite missing 3 weeks of revenue, basically. I mean, we never closed, but it was a substantial hit. And I just say it's been exciting, right? I mean, I think every golf professional will tell you to see the people who are coming out to play golf who haven't played it in a long time or never at all. And to see them really take this game that we all love and run with it, it's been so great.
And as you say, a lot different clientele coming out. We're seeing families now. You and I have been involved with growing the game for a number of years. What are you doing differently this year that you may not have done in the past?
Well, I think being conscious of that, right? I mean, I had a family check in and buy two large buckets of balls and then say, where's the clubs at? You know, they thought we were Topgolf. And so now that we've got a big bag, you know, we've all got lost and found clubs at our golf courses. Mm-hmm. I've got a big bag of junior clubs and adult clubs sitting right outside the golf shop. So if you buy a bucket of balls, you can just grab a club and go hit it on the range. And I think it's also being more accepting these new people and asking them questions. Hey, so, you know, when have you been out? Have you played before? What do you think about doing? Getting them involved in PGA Junior League. The new product, PGA Family Cup, which will be nationwide next year. I mean, really just now, you know, once they come a couple times, how can you get them to keep coming? And so just reminding everybody, we are in the hospitality business, and we're here to welcome people. And if they're just testing golf, well, let's get them addicted to it, because we know it can be an addictive game, right? It's just so good.
Don Ray Jr. is our guest, PGA owner and operator down in Arizona, candidate to become Secretary of the PGA of America here. And so we have seen Oregon was ahead of the curve. They didn't have a temporary shutdown. Washington, they were shut down for a little while and was able to bring golf back. But so many new people, as you mentioned, going out, one of the few recreational activities you could do. It was social. It was outside. People felt a little bit more comfortable once they got on courses, whether it was on a driving range, a short course, regular courses. What are you finding people that hadn't traditionally played golf as part of their lives? What are they finding? What is attracting them to them? And what is it that you think at this point will keep them coming back? Or what are they looking for in golf, maybe that is outside the traditional mindset within the PGA of America?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, at some point there will be an immunization or a vaccine, and their time will be, you know, they can go to the movies again. They can do some of those things. I think, you know, at Augusta Ranch, we talk about family, fitness, fun, and forever. You know, that we really believe this is all about family, and that doesn't even mean you live in the same house, right? It doesn't even mean you have the same last name. It's all your friends, the people that you spend time with. And the fitness side of it, obviously, we all know that. I mean, I think golf invented social distancing, and you're out there with your 10,000 steps and 2,000 calories in a walking 18-hole round of golf. And then I just believe it's fun. It's not swing stance and score. Let's focus on being outside with your family. A birdie's a great thing, but coming back from a bogey's also a great thing, right? And so as we all know, I think what people are experiencing is you don't have to judge or measure the success of a round of golf by your score. It should be the time that you spent, the memories you made. I mean, you know, you made a good point of calling me Don Ray Jr., and I appreciate that, because you know, when my dad passed away, all the memories that I have with my dad are playing golf and the times we spent together. And that's what I think people are starting to see. And that's what we have to sell. We have to sell that it's okay to have a bad round. I mean, Harold, you have that great book. I love that book that you sent to me on the cartoons. But isn't it true that golf is not, it's all about the experiences we have, good and bad. And I think that's what we have to tell that story, Jason, is just, it's not a game necessarily. It's a time that you spend with your family. You just happen to be playing golf.
Yeah, for most people, it's a recreation, and it's a way to get out and do something different, like you say, with family and friends. But you and I have also taken this to another level, where we've gotten involved with the governance and trying to make the PGA of America bring it closer to the public. What is your plan for the future in that regard?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, when only 8% of the population plays golf, we've got an issue. We're not selling golf the right way. And I think where the PGA member can come in is that when we build relationships, right? I mean, I think if anything, we're all exhausted from a very busy summer. But what we've done is built a lot of relationships, personal relationships. And I think that will sustain any type of downturn that might happen in the future. But you're right. I think what we really need to do, Harold, in golf is just get back to teaching and playing, you know, and letting the PGA know that right now all the golf commercials that we all see, they're during golf events. I just don't understand that. We're preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. Karen and Katie, my wife and daughter, they've never seen a commercial for golf. And Katie's on her iPad. Karen's watching all her shows, but nobody's watching TV. But yet we're not doing commercials on social media, TikTok, YouTube, or maybe it's the Food Network or HGTV, or maybe the World Series right now. I'd like to see us play commercials that are inspirational and aspirational that non-golfers see and drive them to PGA.com, which hopefully drives them down to the PGA member. But I just think we continue to preach to the choir. We need to get out there and get on Jimmy Fallon, get on Oprah, get on these television shows so that people that have never experienced golf can truly see that it is something they should be doing. The women are making the decisions. We know that. I mean, my wife does it in our house. Don, you need to take Katie out to play golf. Well, let's create commercials that drive them somewhere, PGA.com, to say, wow, maybe we should start playing golf. And I think that's where we're missing the boat. Continue to preach to the choir.
Who then, obviously, when Tiger hit the scene 20, 25 years ago, he created a frenzy for demographics that had not been coming to golf regularly. Will it be player driven again, or does it need to be something else? Does it need to be celebrity driven? You have the Justin Timberlakes out there that get involved with it. What will be the vehicle, you think, or what should be the vehicle to bring that more family aspect of it, not have it be so tied to the golf tournaments themselves?
Jason, it's all of that, right? The PGA can lead this by collectively bringing everybody together, going, do you enjoy golf? Well, then help us get it out in front of more people so they can enjoy golf. But it ends up, we have to drive them somewhere to a website. I think that's where we failed. When people are interested in golf, us golf professionals are doing the best we can. We're not expert marketers, and we kind of try to own the 5 miles around our facility. But we need a huge funnel. The PGA can create this funnel with the help of all the associations, driving to PGA.com so that when someone gets there, they see, wow, okay, that's kind of interesting. So we need the tour's help. We need the celebrities' help. You remember Play Golf America, Harold? I'm sure you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked that because it drove people to a website that told them about the effects of golf, and not swing, stance, and score, but about all the other things. So let's create that marketing campaign, that PR campaign, Jason, that drives people to a website where they can truly see what golf's all about. And it's not a leaderboard on the tour. It's about fitness. It's about family. It's about fun. And then drive them down to the PGA member, because us members and even non-members, if you love golf, you can get somebody addicted to it. But we just have a hard time of advertising ourselves because we don't have the money. So that's what it's going to take, a collective effort, the PGA leading the charge, driving them to a website which captures them at a local facility.
Well, we've had a challenging year, and we lost the Ryder Cup this year as a potential incoming secretary. What is your role in bringing the Ryder Cup back?
Well, I mean, I think they did a good job of negotiating with the PGA Tour, right, Harold? I mean,
yeah.
It actually benefited the PGA of America. The Olympics was always going to impact our Ryder Cup every 4 years, and now the President's Cup is going to be impacted by that. It actually gave some extra time for Rome, you know, so they can get their golf course together. So I think, once again, I appreciate what Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour did in working with Seth and Susie and Jeff Price to move it back 1 year so that we can still have it with fans. Because if you've ever been to a Ryder Cup, it's all about the fans. So I think it was a wise decision to push it off. And those are the decisions you have to make in the national boardroom to give guidance to the staff of the PGA of America. So it's a big deal, and I'm excited. And, man, I hope I get back in that room, Harold.
When do you find out if you're going to become the new secretary?
5 days.
Oh.
5 days. So I am calling and politicking. I've never been a politician, but, that's what this is about. But it's just telling your story and convincing them that a green grass guy like me from a par 61 golf course wants to get in that room and bring a different perspective. You know, not that there's ever been a bad perspective, but I think, as a farmer, I call myself, we're planting seeds of golfers every day. I'd like to see that perspective in the officer corps and really make a difference. And I'm just excited, and I hope I win. And we've got 4 good candidates, so it's going to be tough. But we'll see what happens.
Well, if you want to find out more about it, it's real simple. DonRayPGA.com. That's DonRayPGA.com. You can find out more about Don, his facility down there, as well as the plans for PGA leadership. We wish you the best of luck. We thank you so much for taking some time for us, and hopefully we'll continue to stay in touch down the road.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Thanks, Harold. You guys have a good rest of your show, and thanks for having me on. I'd be on any time. I love what you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.